Hi, CNA Lifestyle. I'm Yvonne Lim and welcome to our family home. This is our first home after being away in Taipei for 10 years. When I bought this place, I already knew what I wanted. So I had a discussion with Jason from Swiss Interior. I told him I wanted quiet luxe with European touches and a cozy feeling. Something that is important to me because it fits me and my family lifestyle. This is the heart of the home where we spend our time together most of the time. But I want to talk about the shelf behind me because it matters a lot and it's very close to my heart. It's a collection of what I will remind myself daily. For example, my awards, I will just reflect over the years I have been in showbiz. I have so much gratitude because without these people helping me, I would not be where I am today. And of course, our founding father, Lee Kuan Yew. Without him, Singapore would not be where it is today. So I have the most respect for him and our family portraits over the years, the travels that we have. And we have a yearly tradition where we took photos with Santa Claus. And we hope we can carry on this tradition till we are old. And maybe one day, Alice can be Santa Claus. One thing that my husband ordered, didn't even consult me and all the way from Taipei is...
Aha, a smart piano. The smart piano you can play offline and online, especially for my daughter. So she can take classes within the piano by herself, and then you can also play by himself.
Then you always like to pretend that you're playing.
I don't do that.
Why would I do
that? No. Why do I do that? That's so wrong. No, we don't do that kind of thing. So, yes. So all that kind of thing, we can let our kids to improve their piano, and then hopefully one day they are be a fine piano.
Did she improve? All right.
Yeah, well, slowly in time. Yes.
And this is my wet and dry kitchen, and this is where you'll find me most of the time because I'm always baking or cooking for my kids. And this is the area where we had the biggest overhaul of the house. We switched the sink and the stove area, and I have a lot of storage here because I like to buy a lot of pots and pans and my baking stuff as well. It's all concealed behind the cupboards, which you cannot see. And this is actually my fridge. I love this fridge so much. And I have my coffee machine from Miele and my oven from Miele as well. I have my vacuum sealer drawer and I have my foot warmer here. Good lighting is important to me because it makes me look good. I don't want high beams over my head. I don't want shadows on my face when I'm doing my baking videos. And this countertop is actually custom made. And this is where my kids have their breakfast every morning. This is the balcony, which also serves as a dining area. Because I like the host, so I already planned for the kitchen, the living and the dining to be in an open plan concept. This is actually a sintered stone cooking top. I had this customized from Ballast to fit the balcony area. Hot pot nights are like a must in the family and it's our kids' favorite. And all I need to do is just prepare the vegetables, the meat, and then just put on the hot pot and that's it. Clutter-free and simple, easy for me. Yay! And this is the eco wall from Everridge, which I love so much because it is so easy to clean. My kids, whenever they spill something, I can just wipe it off. And I can change the colors depending on my mood, on my preference, because just like the floor panel, I can change anytime that I want. As for the wine cellar, 老公!
Hi, yes. Hi, everybody. So this is the wine cellar. Every home must have a wine cellar because after a long day of work, adults need a drink. So we always have champagne and wine ready because this wine cellar has three compartments, can sit different temperature. So it's actually multi-purpose. We can have some cheese in there. We can also have juices for the kids. And if even put ba guan into it, it can last longer, right? So it is a multi-purpose wine cellar. Thank you, everyone.
Right and left are actually my kids' room. My kids are actually very easygoing. They did not have any specific request of what kind of room they want, but they only asked for the color theme. Their beds are actually customized with a pull-out bed at the bottom. That is for their friends who wants to stay over anytime. This is our spare bedroom, which Alex initially has this idea of breaking down the walls so that we have a bigger master bedroom and a bigger walk-in wardrobe area. But I said no, because my friends come first, and you hear that, my friends, you're welcome to stay with me anytime. So welcome to my master bedroom with a scaled down walk-in wardrobe area. This is our master bathroom, and we had a mini overhaul because initially the toilet bowl is supposed to be in that corner, but Alex couldn't comprehend like being in that corner. Okay, so we had the toilet bowl shifted out, and he's a happy man. And this is my most personal space. It is where I spend my me time after the kids are asleep, and I do my script reading, I do my homework, I do my makeup here. And I have a shelf here as a constant reminder to me for what matters most. This is actually a bay window area. I had it converted into a cushion where I can just lay back or I can just read a book. But what's interesting is we actually have our family movie nights here. Where do we watch our movies? We actually have a projector here, and the four of us can cuddle in bed and watch a movie together and stay close to one another. It's something similar to my childhood days when my dad bring us to the Jurong open car park area and all cuddle in the car, small car, and watch a movie together. So I hope my family will just remain that close forever. Now that you have seen my home, my life philosophy is simple. Live with intention, nurture relationships, stay curious and grounded. And this home helps me live with this philosophy. Thanks for coming. See you in my next home. Bye.